So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing Yayin Nesach. Amar Basi, Amar Biyechon, and Mishum, Amar Biyud, and Meseir, Shleish, Yayin Nesach. There are three types of Yayin Nesach regarding the Isser and Tumma of Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach, Aser Bahana, Umetamed Tumma Chamur Bekezais. Wine that was actually poured before Avodah Zarah is forbidden in all benefits Midaraisa and has a severe Tumma. As Rashi explains, Iskish Takrevis Avodah Kechav Lames. Any offering to Avodah Zarah is referred to as Zivche Mesim, and there's therefore Tumma like a Mes. And a Kezais of Nam Mes is Metame Odom Mekelim B'Masa B'Oil, therefore it has the following stringencies. Tamei me'atzmai, Yayin Nesach becomes tamei on its own, and does not need to acquire its tumah from another tamei item. Metamei odim kelim, Yayin Nesach transfers tumah to all items, even to humans and utensils. Metamei b'masa b'oil, Yayin Nesach transfers tumah through all means, even through masa carrying an oil by being under one roof. Tamei u'metamei b'kezais, and even a small amount of Yayin Nesach, the size of an olive, becomes tamei and transfers tumah. However, stam yeinim asa b'hana, Metame tumas mashkin b'revias. Wine that belongs to an akum is only forbidden in all benefits min derabanan and is more lenient regarding tumah in that tumah al de'acherim. Stam yenim becomes tumah only from another tumah item but not on its own. Metame oichelim mashkin, stam yenim transfers tumah only to food and liquids but not to humans and utensils. Metame b'maga, stam yenim transfers tumah only through contact but not through masa b'oil. Tame or metame b'revias, only a larger amount of stam yenim, that of a revias, which is a quarter loig, becomes tame and can transfer tame. Hamafke yenu itzel oivik kechavim asu b'shtia u'mutabana. Wine that belongs to a Jew that he entrusted to an akum for safekeeping, and yichid lekeren zavis, it was stored in the designated area that was sealed. This wine is forbidden for drinking, but is permitted in all other benefits. However, the Gemara cites a contradiction to this third halacha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira that hamafke yenu itzel oivik kechavim asu b'shtia. Wine that was entrusted with an akum is forbidden for drinking. From a braisa bar kaparu who holds a mafki yene itzel evi kachava mutter b'shtia. Wine that was entrusted with an akum is permitted for drinking. The Gemara reconciles the two as follows. Loi kasha, horeb liyeza, horeb banan. This is actually machlegis tanoim in the following braisa regarding echer alekech ve'echer ha-seicher bayis b'chatzeri shal evi kachavim u'malu yayin. U'mafteich echesim yad Yisrael. The Jew bought or rented a house in an akum's courtyard and he filled it with wine. And the key or seal were in the Jew's possession. Rabbi Eliezer holds the wine is permitted even for drinking because he holds Yain Mishtam and Bechesim Echad. One seal is sufficient to protect the wine. And there's no concern for Chalufi that the Akum switched the Jew's wine with his own wine because Leitarch Lizyufi. It's too difficult to duplicate the seal. And accordingly, regarding Hamafki Dene Itzel Evi Kachav and Mutta Beshtia, because since it was Yichad Leikaren Zavis and the Jew held the Mafteach Rechesim, there's no concern for Chalufi. While the Chum Eisen, the Chum hold the wine is forbidden for drinking because they hold Yain Ein Mishtam and Bechesim Echad. One seal is not sufficient to protect the wine. And there's a concern for Chilufi because with only one seal, Tarach Leziyufi. And accordingly, regarding Hamaf Gidenia Itzel Ebi Kechavim, Asa Bishtia. And even though it was Yichel Ekeren Zavis, there's still a concern for Chilufi. The Gemara now elaborates in this Machlekes. Regarding Shar Devarim, other foods that were entrusted to Akum all agree that Mishtam and Bechesim Echad. One seal is sufficient, and there's no concern for Chilufi because Leitarach Leziyufi. Regarding Yayin, Rabbi Eliezer holds Mishtam and Bechesim Echad. While in the Chacham's opinion, there's a Machlekes. Rabbi Eliezer says Yayin ain't Mishtam and Bechesim Etei Chesim. For wine, even a double seal is not sufficient to protect the wine. While Rabbi Yechanan says Yayin Mishtam and Bechesim Etei Chesim. For wine, a double seal is sufficient to protect the wine. And the Gemara proceeds with four examples of a Chesim Etei Chesim. Agana de puma de chavita shrika bechasima habachesim etei chesim. If the wine barrel was covered with a bowl, and in addition the bowl was also cemented to the sides of the barrel, this double seal is sufficient, and the akum will not attempt to break both seals, because leitarach lezyufi, it will be too difficult to duplicate both chesames. Dikulo mahadik habachesim etei chesim. The wine barrel was sealed with a stopper, and in addition the barrel was covered with a basket that was tightly fitted and cannot be removed easily. This double seal is sufficient because since the akum would need to do both, pry off the basket and remove the stopper, leitarach lezyufi. Noid bediskaya, chasimas piv lamata, havachesim etei chesim. If a wine flask was knotted, and in addition the flask was put into a leather pouch upside down, this double seal is sufficient because since the akum would need to do both, turn the flask right side up and undo the knot, leitarach lezyufi. If a wine flask was knotted, and in addition the knot was pushed inside and he made a second knot, this double seal is sufficient because since the akum would need to undo two knots, leitarach lezyufi. The Gemara proceeds with a brayse regarding yayin shel kutim, wine that belongs to kutim. Turn rabbanim b'rishayna hiya oimrim, yayin shel ayin kushi aser mebnei beris sarika. Originally, the Chacham ruled that all wine belonging to kutim who live near Akum are forbidden for drinking. But later, chazru leimer chavius pesuchas asuris sestumois mutaris. The Chacham retracted and ruled that only open barrels are forbidden, but sealed barrels are permitted. And the Gemara explains. At first, the Chacham held stumas asuris because in kuti makbed al magal evik chavim loishna pesuchas loishna stumas. A kuti is not cautious about an Akum touching his wine, even in sealed barrels. But later the Chacham held Satumas Mutaris because Kilo covered up Suchas, Astumas Mikbet Kapit. A Kuti is only not cautious with open barrels, but they are cautious with sealed barrels. The Gemara questions this from the following Brisa. Shaleya Chavish Alyan Biyat Kuti, Immakar Chesamai Besasmai Mutter, Imlav Asr. If a Jew sent a sealed wine barrel with a Kuti, it depends. If he can determine that the original seal is intact, the wine is permitted. But if he cannot, the wine is forbidden. Apparently, the Brisa holds that even Satumas Asuris. The Gemara explains, Kam be'ir, kam be'derech. The first brayse of Satumas Mutaris refers to barrels that were be'ir, inside the city. And only here do we say a Satumas Kapit because, as Rashi explains, the Sabah Hashta Noga Akum Meyeni Velezavni Meyeni. The Kuti is afraid that people will observe the Akum touching the barrel and they won't buy the wine. While the second brayse of Satumas Asuris refers to barrels that were be'derech on the road outside the city, and here, a Satumas Le Kapit. The Kuti is not afraid because no one will observe the Akum touching the wine. And accordingly, we must say that Be'ir, Stumas Mutaris, refers to Ben Hagitais, the barrels were brought to the city during the season when everyone presses their wine. And therefore, even beforehand, Be'derech Kapit, because Kibin the Kul Alma, Afchi, Mirtas, Amahashti, Ichazili, Mafsadili. Since the roads are full of people, the Kuti is afraid that people will observe the Akum touching the barrel and they won't buy his wine. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding Memnema, Asru, Sheikha, Shalabdi, Kachavim. Why did the Chacham prohibit a Jew from drinking beer of an Akum? Rami Vacham Amar Biyitzchak says, Asr Sheikha Shal Evi Kachav Mishum Chasnas. They prohibited the beer of an Akum to prevent a Jew from marrying a non-Jewish woman. As Rashi explains, Shla Yargul Lasis Mishtois Itzel Akum V'yitin Ein of Bebitei. They were concerned that if a Jew would drink regularly at the Akum's home, he might become attracted to his daughter. And accordingly, one may drink Sheikha Shal Akum outside his home because there's no concern for Chasnas. Well, Rav Nachman says, Asr Sheikha Shal Evi Kachav Mishum Gilui. They prohibited the beer of Akum because they were concerned that a poisonous snake drank from it and injected poisonous venom since they're not careful to cover it. As the Gemara explains, the concern for Gilui is not dinazyasa on the actual beer that was left uncovered because shichur leishasi chivy minei. Snakes do not drink beer. But rather the concern for Gilui is ba'asur dematzlo maya on the water that they used to make the beer and in places where they left the water sit for a while until it becomes clear. And even though yashin aged beer should be permitted because this is an indication that there was no venom, because imanicha liyashin, the venom prevents beer from aging, nevertheless, gzeri yashin ato chadash, the Chacham initiated their gzeri even on aged beer to prevent one from drinking fresh beer. And accordingly, one may not drink sheikha shel akum even outside his home because there is a concern for gilui. However, one may drink sheikha shel akum if he also eats kishus because its bitterness destroys the effects of the venom.